Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 8th of June, 2017. A day of destiny, a day of decision, and a day of Mike Van Dalken. How are you today, Mike?
Good morning, very well, thanks.
Mike Van Dalken, head of research at Ascendo Markets, just in case anybody was wondering whether he was overqualified or underqualified for this position here. Any snap views that you've got on the election today?
I would be very surprised if we get anything other than a Conservative win. The question is how much of a win in terms of majority. I think at worst it will be a narrow increase in that majority. It's interesting how much the polls have swung from April 18th and that huge theoretical lead that Theresa May had. Narrowed. I just wonder whether it's been over-egged, how much it has narrowed recently, whether that's actually widened a bit more and that it's pretty much a done thing. And I think the charts we'll look at later just seem to be set up so nicely for that in terms of how the currencies and the indices move.
So you don't think there's an internal volatility to the whole thing, that people just turn up on the day, the campaigns are irrelevant, people just say, well, actually, I don't actually like either side, but I'll vote for Labour where I'm in a Tory seat or whatever, and they mix it up, and we actually get a totally different result to what everyone's expecting.
There's always the potential, and it is, I think, widely held that a lot of people do decide on the day, even in the booth, yeah, with a pencil in their hand. But as you and I discussed off air, the quality of the offering. It's difficult to get really enthused. I mean,
that's what I mean. That would add a volatility to it. To this.
But whether somebody's prepared to cast a big protest vote and go with anyone other than, let's face it, the two main parties. Lib Dems are so far behind. But there is the potential, yes. If anything, it would be perhaps refreshing to see it as a protest again. We were saying that I think we could almost do with a French-style new centre ground, something to shake things up, because what we've seen from both major parties throughout all the campaigning, it's been messy, to use kind terminology.
Yes.
Theresa May having to make U-turns, several U-turns in late campaigning, that's not the kind of activity you want to see from the ruling party, never mind the opposition. It's going to be a tricky one, but It's not turned out, I don't think, to be the Brexit or referendum Mark II. But what's on offer, people aren't talking kindly about it, that's for sure.
I'd like this to be a hung parliament. It'd be quite fun, I think.
Certainly would.
Let's have a look and see what we've got here today. We've just presumably gone through the first slide, UK electorate to head to the polls, so I think we've done that quite comprehensively. Mm-hmm. ECB monetary policy meeting and interest rate announcement will Draghi reduce QE. Euro very strong, has been very strong, obviously we're not what they want, so he's a bit stuck, isn't he, at the moment?
He is. I don't envisage any change to policy or indeed outlook for QE just yet. All eyes will be on the language. Don't forget the press statement has almost been a copy and paste for several months or several meetings. If there's any hints of change about the discussion, about us getting closer to, let's face it, a further taper or reducing that ultra loose policy would be a big move. He's in that quandary of an improving growth profile in Europe, but inflation just isn't there yet. And
which normally would be great.
Well, yeah. However, he may even have to taper the bank's inflation expectations, which just takes us perhaps a step away from policy normalisation. So, which, if anything, is a good thing for European equities because it means ultra-loose policy for a bit longer, which should, as you said, the euro is a bit strong at the moment. That could perhaps bring it back a bit, which is good for the equities.
Okay, let's move along to former FBI Director James Comey. Will clearly give very objective and cool-headed and unbiased evidence before U.S. Congress later today. And going along, we've got election timeline for people with insomnia tonight. This is the timetable of what's going to be going on. We'll be glued to seeing what Sunderland offer at just around the midnight hour. And then, I suppose, from I suppose, what's it, early, about 5 to 6 o'clock, we should be sort of pretty well positioned. Mm-hmm. Going along to, heard on Twitter, YouGov, that's their final poll reading for the Times. Conservatives 42%, Labour 35%, and I suppose that's really what we're expecting now. Especially if they're on that level, because they've been rather more pro-Labour in their analysis. Going on to, also on Twitter, Jonathan Tepper, if central banks can't taper rundown balance sheets with credit spreads record tight, stocks recording record highs and growth, it will never happen. So maybe that's a warning, a decent warning, really.
Well, a warning, but also, I mean, it's, if they're not going to be running them down, are they going to be in a position to, you know, hike rates aggressively and normalise policy to some extent? But if not, then
the message there is they're going to do nothing and keep things exactly as they are. So there's no change at all.
Which, I mean, many people have said that they can't see rates normalising to anywhere near where they were.
So we're in a zombie
crisis. We're in that weird position. But I mean, if we go by the last almost 10 years now, you know, low rates is good for equities.
Okay, moving along. We've got FX sentiment. With the only real changes there, more negative on gold as it headed towards the $1,300 level. Yeah. We were very short of the pound and the euro, and also euro sterling. And then the other change there is the big change is the Aussie dollar, where we're going more bearish. Obviously, the Australians enjoying apparently 26 years of uninterrupted growth. So at least somebody's doing something right. On to your slides, Mike.
Yes, so I've picked a few slides today which I think go nicely with the election theme. So here we've seen a resurgence in the pound since late May and all through June so far. And there's actually a trend line missing there from mid-March through early April and below the recent lows. But it just looks to be set up for a further strengthening, which would likely come through if we get that Conservative victory. And the more convincing it is, it's possible the more accentuated the move could be. So we've seen an improvement already from 122 down in March, and then again another jump from 124. It looks as if after a period of consolidation over the last almost 6 to 8 weeks that we could be ready for another up move, which could duly be delivered by a Conservative victory, which is being taken as a, you know, positive in terms of every poll widening we've seen, Tories versus Conservatives, sterling's got a boost. So I mean, we were tightest around the turn of the month. As it's widened again recently, we've had the pound bounce, so we can only assume that will be welcomed by the markets, a convincing Conservative victory, and we could easily jump those 130 and a bit highs that we saw at the end in the middle of May.
Okay, and going on to if the pound goes up, sterling, the FTSE goes down.
That's it. So this chart's much, much shorter, but if you look since the beginning of June, as the pound has rallied, the FTSE has come off. So we could easily see a continuation of just the move yesterday, which is about an 80-point sell-off. We could easily find ourselves back at 7,400 tomorrow morning if we do get that news of a Conservative victory and a likely. And don't forget, the pound can rally overnight, that will trade all throughout the night. The FTSE can be traded out of hours. The actual index would open 8 o'clock, potentially lower on that stronger pound because of its significant international exposure.
Okay, and finally we've got US crude.
Yeah, I mean, this is showing a very similar bearish flag pattern. Again, short-term move. Yesterday, oil sold off quite sharply on a surprising rise in US stockpiles, which may have been to do with an adjustment factor. I think there were suggestions that although it was a 3 million barrel build in the latest week, 2.5 million of that may have been an adjustment factor. So net-net, it may have been closer to neutral, but this just looks too set up to continue a trend, which I think we looked at last time going into the OPEC meeting, that it looked too, markets were well ahead of themselves expecting something exciting. Ultimately, we got nothing more than was ever mooted.
Well, we've got this right, Mike.
And we got the oil sold off.
The only thing, I mean, anything to complete this would be that final leg down to 44, really.
Yeah, which, I mean, a stronger pound is not going to be enough to weaken the dollar significantly to give this a boost. If anything, the stronger pound might weaken the euro, which might strengthen the dollar a bit. Don't forget, we've got the testimony was mentioned from FBI Director Comey. If nothing really comes of that, there may be, you know, revived positivity towards the US, which sees the dollar continue its recent rebound. That would just usher this lower by, you know, commodity sector dollar denominated. It would be a negative.
Okay, let's finish off with the brokers I picked out only on the basis that Jefferies got all these wrong and had to then downgrade their target. So on AO World, old target 192 and new target 140. Billiton mining stocks have had a bit of a silent, I'm not say crash, but they've had quite a pullback over the last, and it's been quite quite nasty. So down from £15 to £12.50, and then on Vedanta also rather the S32, the target down from 225 to 170. So a bit of a bloodbath there on the resources front. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, really, they're dying out now, crying out now for Trump's infrastructure plan and all his other plans, aren't they?
We need something to give it a bit of a kick. I mean, we saw copper took a leg higher last night on positive Chinese trade data, but if that's nice in the short term, you've got to look at these charts longer term, and unfortunately there's some strong falling highs resistance going back a long, long way.
Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research at Ascendo Markets, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.